Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to the show. 3 hours of reporting on insanity. No, I'm not insane. The Biden administration is insane. It's a mixture of insanity, communism, and suicide bombers. They're destroying this nation moment by moment. And I think some of them are clearly insane. Maybe some of them actually think they're helping. And some of them are radical communists. And some of them are sick in the head. I got to tell you, after what I read you on this show yesterday, and I think that'll be my commentary for this week in newspapers around the country, you thought abortion was the murder of children? We got a mass murder of children going on with the COVID vaccines. We now know the COVID vaccines kill babies in pregnant mothers, and they didn't care, and they told the mothers to take the vaccine. We now know that the vaccine causes mother's milk to come out poisoned, polluted, blue-green. Babies die of liver failure and are sick, and maybe sick for life, maybe stunted for life, maybe unable to talk for life. And they didn't care. You thought abortion was bad. The COVID vaccine is mass murder, and as Dr. Naomi Wolf, my co-lead plaintiff in the Donald Trump lawsuit against social media, as she said, it is genocide against pregnant women and their children. It is sick. This is a sickness the likes of which we have not seen since Hitler and Mengele and Stalin. And let me take this moment to remind you again, if you didn't listen to last week's show. And by the way, I got great news today about not only one, but two TV shows I'm about to get. Two TV shows. And so I'll announce all of that as soon as I can. But all of it, all the good news was given to me today. But of course, now we have to go to contracts and negotiating and everything else. But two TV shows on the way for Wayne Allen Root. And we're talking about others. I'm trying to get permission to do those shows with one network while I've got permission to film this radio show and put it out at other networks. So many things going on behind the scenes. But if you didn't listen to yesterday's radio show, not only did I talk about the exact quotes, all of this from Dr. Naomi Wolf, and she was merely quoting the Pfizer trials. This is not Wayne Root guessing. This is not my opinion. This is not Naomi Wolf's opinion. This is straight out of the release of the trials, the pre-trial vaccine studies by Pfizer that they wanted to keep secret for 75 years. But thank God one brave judge said, no, you can't do that. And you have to start releasing the results now, a little at a time. Unfortunately, he didn't say all of them right now. So they're releasing like, 50 to 100,000 pages a month. And there are people actually looking through 50 to 100,000 pages. And what do they find in these trials? Mothers pregnant with children, the children died in almost every case when they got the vaccine. And once they give birth, the mothers that breastfeed are killing their children or hurting their children or poisoning their children or sickening their children in many cases. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. And before Naomi Wolf went crazy, because she's a feminist on the left, and she's on my side on this issue. I don't know what else she's on my side. Probably no other issue. But she's a huge feminist. So she's worried about pregnant women and their babies. I say it's time to worry about everyone. Remember, I got married last November, and I've been keeping track since right around the time of the wedding, my friends and the people I invited to the wedding and the people that came to the wedding. So far, it's 21, and that's only the ones I know about. Out of 200 people or so at a wedding, it's 21 of them are either dead or massive heart attack or massive stroke or cancer all over their body. 21 out of 200, and because it's a conservative wedding, I repeat again, I assume that almost everyone at that wedding was unvaccinated. These are all non-COVID deaths. Nobody I know in all this time has died of COVID, but 21 people are dead or crippled or severely injured of non-COVID illness, non-COVID, and I called them all, and every one of them was vaccinated. So, assuming my wedding, 150, I'm gonna guess low, out of 200 people, 150 were unvaccinated, because it's a wedding of conservative Republican fans and friends of Wayne Root. 150 out of 200, I'll say, were unvaccinated. That means 50 were vaccinated. Of the 50 who were vaccinated, 21 are dead or severely injured since last November. Are you understanding the severity of what I'm telling you? This is a cluster of cancer, a cluster of heart disease, a cluster of blood clots, a cluster of strokes, a cluster of death, and a cluster of bad injury among only people who are vaccinated. Nobody at the wedding was unvaccinated died. Nobody that I know of at the wedding was unvaccinated has cancer. No one I know at the wedding was unvaccinated, had a heart attack or a stroke. These were all vaccinated people, and there were only, my guess, at the most, 50 vaccinated people at my wedding. 21 are dead or severely injured. What? So when you're talking about this vaccine as anti-woman, anti-pregnant woman, anti-baby, all that may be true, but you better start looking at the deaths of everyone. There are reports coming out, and these are not facts, these are rumors, that life insurance companies, who had been saying the death rate was up 40%, a number no one's ever seen in history, non-COVID deaths up 40%, not among old people, among working-age people who had the vaccine mandate by OSHA, by the Biden administration, and OSHA, so they had to take the vaccine to keep their jobs. And there are rumors that that number is now low, and the real number is 80% in the year 2022. Deaths are up 80%, according to people who have seen the life insurance numbers. And according to several doctors that I've seen interviewed, cancer rates are up 1,000% or more. One said 2,000%. Cancer is unbelievably up, which makes sense, because remember when I had the attorney Thomas Renz on this show, and I believe Andrew Paul, my trusty executive producer and booker, has booked Thomas Renz to be on the show again in the next week, I guess, next few days. And Thomas Renz, one of the biggest class action lawyers in America, says his whistleblowers from the military, from the Department of Defense, who kept track of military statistics, said cancer was up 300% in the last year since the vaccine came into existence. 300%. How does that add up in real-world numbers? The average number of military people who got cancer was about 30,000 a year in the last 5 years before the vaccine and since the vaccine. So 30,000 a year got cancer in the military. And since the vaccine, 135,000 in the year since the vaccine was out. These are real-life people whose lives are being lost, who are suffering. I mean, I call chemotherapy torture. I call radiation torture. I call every part of trying to save yourself when you have cancer is like torture and sadness and depression. And even if you're not dead, what a terrible thing to do to somebody. If this vaccine is causing massive cancer, it is causing massive suffering and massive torture. And I want to remind you from yesterday's show, the president of a European pharmaceutical giant lied about his COVID vaccination status, shot himself up with salt water,
had purchased a fake vaccine passport in order to travel. Jose Maria Fernandez Sousa Faro, president of the European pharmaceutical giant PharmaMar, he has been arrested for what he's done. But they say in Spain, this all happened in Spain, the authorities there have arrested 2,200 people for fake COVID vaccines, all celebrities and CEOs and the most elite members of Spanish society. What do they know that you don't know? They know what Wayne Root knows. They've known from day one this vaccine is poison. And yet they gave it to everyone, and now they've approved it to give it to children. And they're giving it to mothers with glee who are pregnant, and those mothers are aborting, spontaneously aborting. And they're giving it to mothers who are breastfeeding, and their children are getting sick. It's all sickness. It's all genocide. It's all mass murder. All right, let me skip to something that's kind of unimportant in a political world, but nonetheless, you may want to know about it. Johnny Depp trial is over. He wins $15 million defamation claim. And the same jury, I guess, co-awarded Amber Heard $2 million in her counterclaim. So all things considered, Amber Heard is now bankrupt. She owes Johnny Depp $13 million. She's destroyed. She wrote an op-ed, and I believe it was the Washington Post, and it talked about her being an abused spouse and what Johnny Depp did to me. And Johnny Depp sued her for defamation, and she wrote it in the Daily Mail? Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay. All right. The Daily Mail. I thought I read the Washington Post op-ed. But the Daily Mail, and the next thing you know, a jury now says she owes Johnny Depp $13 million net. $15 million gross, and then she gets counterclaim of $2 million. $13 million net. Amber Heard, kind of a small-time actress compared to Johnny Depp, obviously now loses everything she's got. She'll appeal. But, of course, the legal bills alone will probably bankrupt her, separate from $13 million. And I think, you know what this is? I don't like Johnny Depp. I don't like any actor in Hollywood. But I think it's a victory for men's rights.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners. And now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio special. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. I'm Wayne Alaroot for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed
frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of the show, Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Here is your opportunity. First of all, do you know you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. Inflation exploding like never before in America's history. By the way, nobody saw this like I did. Nobody. Nobody understood how bad it was. I kept saying it's like Myanmar, Zimbabwe or the Weimar Republic, and people kept saying, it's not that bad. It's transitory, meaning it's temporary. No, it's not. This inflation is long, long-term, maybe over years, maybe over a decade. Terrible. But the U.S. debt is now $30 trillion. So, you know, the Fed is between a rock and a hard place. If they keep raising interest rates, we're not going to be able to pay back the debt. And the dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. This is a financial nightmare. And that's why I recommend that every one of my fans diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied customers, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 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 Goldgate Capital. Be sure to tell him Wayne Root sent you. So let me get back to Johnny Depp, because I want to make sure everybody listening understands my thinking on this. First of all, Johnny Depp, I don't like either one of them. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, you listen to any part of this trial, and I didn't. I never listen to things like this, but I look at the highlights in the news the next day. And, you know, online, it was very clear to me they're both nasty people. They're both typical Hollywood liberal nasty people. I don't like either one of them, but I just got the feeling that she was full of crap and that she was playing the, oh, poor me, poor is me, oh, my gosh, this man was so terrible to me, when in reality, you know, she hitched her wagon to him because she wanted money and she wanted his fame and she wanted to suck on it like a vampire, you know, suck off his fame like it's going out of business. So I don't feel bad at all for her. I'm glad they awarded Johnny Depp $15 million. I don't like him either. I think he's a creep, but she is a nasty person, and seems to me it was a victory for men's rights because you can't just walk around claiming things if you can't prove them, and she couldn't prove them, obviously, clearly, to this jury. This isn't Wayne Root's decision. I have no idea. I didn't even pay attention to the trial, but clearly she couldn't prove them. On to much more important business. John Hinckley, the man who tried to murder Ronald Reagan, he just try and murder him. I mean, you know, when you shoot someone and miss, that's called attempted murder. He shot him and hit, and Reagan almost died. And Reagan's right-hand man, Brady, I forgot his first name now, but Jim Brady, critically injured and brain damaged for the rest of his life. I know a Secret Service agent was hit, and he was pretty badly hit and pretty badly damaged for the rest of his life. And they let the guy out today. John Hinckley granted unconditional release. So we are now in a nation. Let me actually go to, I'll go to Getter, where I put all my thoughts on the biggest news stories of the day. And this is how I put it at Getter. This sums up America right now. Literally, we're living in a communist dictatorship. Hinckley, the man who almost murdered President Reagan, is allowed to go free. But January 6th protesters, who hurt no one, involved in a peaceful protest, invited into the Capitol building by Capitol Police, are now in solitary confinement in D.C. prison for 18 months. Stalin and Hitler would be proud, founding fathers turning over in their graves. And that's really how I feel about it. It's so disgusting. It's such a shock and such an outrage that you could treat Americans this way. American citizens at a peaceful protest, treated like garbage, put into solitary for 18 months in a row, and I just don't understand how this is possible in the United States of America. It's like we're living in the Soviet Gulag or Nazi Germany under Mengele. The propaganda is just incredible in the media. They won't let you hear anything that's truthful. If it is truth, it's called misleading and a lie, and if it's a lie, it's called the truth. That's what happens when the government owns the media and the media helps the government. 51 people shot over the Memorial Day weekend in Chicago, the most violent weekend in 5 years. 23 people were shot on the south side and 4 downtown. So, most violent Memorial Day weekend in 5 years, excuse me, because, of course, Chicago has violent weekends every weekend this bad. But on Memorial Day, this is the worst weekend in 5 years. And it's just hard to believe that all the news media talked about was a mass murder in Florida, so that they could talk about gun control, but they don't mention the most gun-controlled city in America is the most murderous city in America, Chicago.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rising gas prices are causing some states to take action. Drivers in New York will be seeing some relief starting today, with the gas tax holiday in the state now in effect. New York joins Connecticut, Georgia, Florida, and Maryland in an attempt to help drivers deal with record high prices at the pump. This woman telling CNN she's altering her summer plans due to the high gas prices.
I certainly have rethought some of my summer plans, both in flying and in driving. You know, I won't do quick trips down to Florida to see family and stuff in the car.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular is now $4.67 a gallon. The Buffalo supermarket gunman was charged with domestic terrorism and 10 other charges of first-degree murder, among other charges, by a county grand jury. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wait on the
roots. The roots, the roots, the roots on fire. Here on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house of the root built. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. They're involved in purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often they just talk to you and evaluate your current situation and give you great professional advice. You need a friend in the mortgage business, especially now with interest rates rising. Call Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans. Keep in mind, this show comes from Las Vegas, where home sales are still exploding month after month. Well, they're claiming the rest of the country is dying and real estate's going down dramatically. In Las Vegas, it's still up dramatically, and sales are doing just fine. House comes on the market, and there's 20 offers because the whole California is getting out. Now you've got two friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans, fellowshiphomeloans.com, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Speaking of friends, I've got a friend on the show, Sam Sorbo, and her husband Kevin are good friends of mine, great people. Sam Sorbo is a filmmaker and actress and host of the Sam Sorbo Show, and it's an honor to have her with us today. Sam, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Well, it's so awesome to be here and to hear your voice and to chat.
Well, you know, it's good that you live in Florida because everything important seems to happen in Florida, and all the good things, anyway, all the good things for conservatives, because you have the greatest governor I've ever seen in my life. DeSantis is fabulous. And so I wanted to start, before we get to the homeschooling and the home education, which I think is a great topic for all the people listening to my show who have kids at home, but I want to start with Florida's law, branded by the media as Don't Say Gay law, and obviously I've been cheerleading this law for many months on this show, and cheerleading DeSantis and saying that it's time to boycott Disney and no conservative should ever again spend a dime at Disney. But let's talk about this law because you're kind of on the scenes. You live in Florida. What is this law really about? It's not about don't say gay, correct?
Heck yeah. So I love that you bring this up because this is one of the areas where DeSantis really is in a leadership role in a major way. And they came after him with this ridiculous don't say gay crap. And I gotta say, his answer was so good. And the reason that they are losing in this battle is because, basically appropriate to his answer, it's like, listen, if you really want to draw the line in the sand and say, no, I am going to talk to your 5-year-old about sex and lubrication, and I don't know how graphic I want to be on your show, Wayne, but seriously, the way that they are
How about changing? Say I'm changing sexual identity. That's the one that gets all the parents upset, including
the gender,
me.
The gender thing. Like,
right.
Consider
correct.
You might be a different gender than what you think you are. Goodness gracious, this is child abuse. You are purposely trying to confuse these children. And how dare you? And so I'm thrilled. First of all, I'm thrilled with Governor DeSantis's response and the law, which is basically, let's not have these discussions with children under the age of third grade because it's not for fourth grade because it's not appropriate, which is absolutely true. But what's great is the left has gone so far as to position themselves to say, oh no, we will have the sex talk with your children when they're in second grade. We want to talk about sex and I want to be able to discuss my personal gay lifestyle with your children. And they're going to lose on that because parents are going to be like, no, my young, innocent, impressionable child is not available for your perversions. And that's exciting to me because I think that at least it's putting the parents in the position of trying to take a stronger stand on behalf of their children, which is what I'm about, is protecting the kids. And these kids should not be exposed to any of this crap, frankly. And by the way, I don't know what any of this has to do with quote unquote education. And that's
right.
Like I tweeted today. I'm like, so if you still think that schools are about education, look what they just did in Chicago. I mean, they just passed a law that said that they don't have to teach reading or math to kids. I mean, it's no longer about education. They're not even pretending that it's about education.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I always talk to people about the fact that I grew up in a very rough town, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline, and I was one of the only white kids in an all-black school, went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school. But one of the things I never get around to talking about is there was a difference for me. I went to honors classes at that very rough, dangerous, violent school. And so I went on to graduate number one and went on to go be accepted at Columbia University, and I was dean's list at Columbia University. That was because I was an honor student. Today, Sam, they want to get rid of everything that shows that you're a high achiever. All over America, they're canceling grades in high schools.
In Chicago, they're going to start grading based on race next year. So if you're, and by the way, this is so racist. Because what they're going to say is, well, if you're a black student, but you only score a 65, we're still going to give you an A for the class. But if you're a white student and you score a 65, you're going to get a D.
Well, not only that, but think about the implications. If you're a black student and you score 65 and they give you an A, and you're a white student and you score 100 and they say, no, because you're white, that's only a B. And so the person who got a 65 could leapfrog above the person who got a 90 or a 95 or a 100. You know, this is all insanity. And by the way, if you're going to give someone an A who got a 65 because you're black, can you imagine what they'll do if you're black and lesbian? Now you're going to get like an A plus, 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 plus.
That's right. I mean, this has been going on in our schools for a long time. Not this specific racism that we're seeing now. But this has been going on. It's the soft bigotry of low expectations. It's the fact that they've
great inflation, great inflation, another word we've used to describe Las Vegas schools where kids get straight Fs and then they're graduated out like everything's okay.
And some of the kids get A's. Even worse, you've got class valedictorian in Detroit shows up at college and she has to take remedial math. But they were telling her that she was the smartest kid in the whole school, and she has to take remedial math and get a tutor because she doesn't know crap. But they told her that she was educated. This is very dangerous because what they're doing is they're telling children, you're smart and you're educated, and the kids know nothing, and then they go out into the world. And they're either going to get a very cold shower or, you know, a very cold awakening, or they're actually going to think that they're capable and do some really stupid stuff. It's a disaster either way. That's why, you know, I always advocate for home education. And that's why we're doing our conference at the end of June in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And people should go to samsorbo.com to find out more about the conference, because it's going to be fantastic. We've got some great speakers coming. But most importantly, we're giving parents a playbook, a guidebook, how to home educate. This is all you need to know to get the ball rolling, and it will free you from the shackles of the education system, because parents think that they're not capable. Why? Because they were taught that they're incapable. In fact, I've started saying, Wayne, I don't know if you've heard this, but the one sole capability that the schools have, their core capability, is teaching people how incapable they are. That's their core competence.
Well, I'm a big believer in homeschooling. As you know, you met my family, and you know I have four wonderful kids, and my daughter graduated Harvard, and we call her story Homeschool at Harvard. Never a day in a classroom in her life. Got accepted at Harvard, then finished top for class, Phi Beta Kappa at Harvard, and now she's this month, actually, June. She will, by the end of this month, graduate and be Dr. Dakota Root, going to one of the best schools in all of Paris, France, and she's about to become Dr. Dakota Root. So we know that homeschooling works. My son just graduated SMU last month, actually 2 weeks ago, and he went straight into an incredible job and an incredible salary that shocked dad in the finance world, and he's going to be managing the money of a very wealthy billionaire family, and that's after a four-year education at SMU and graduating with Dean's Honors in finance. So all my kids have never been in a classroom in their life, and they're all studs, you know? So I know homeschooling works, Sam, and I'm a big believer in it. Tell us about your upcoming conference. Tell us what's going to happen at this conference. What will parents learn?
Well, the main thing is that they'll learn that they are more capable than they think they are, and that the reason that they think they're incapable is because they've been taught that they're incapable, which is really the child abuse that's happening in our schools, and now it's on hyperdrive or superdrive or overdrive, I guess, with everything else that they're teaching the kids in the schools now. And so I call us a a school-injured society at this point. We've all been injured by our schooling, and there's a way out. And the way out is really this, it's this idea that, I'm sure you've heard the story of Socrates, Plato's cave, where these people are chained to the cave, chained inside a dark cave, and all they can see is one wall of the cave, and they can only see shadows moving along the wall. And so they think that reality is just those shadows. And one of the prisoners gets out of the cave and sees that, my goodness, life is three-dimensional, full color. And he goes back in to tell the people inside the cave. That's how I feel like what I'm doing with parents who are like, well, I don't know how to homeschool my kids. I don't know how I could do that. And they feel it's such a loss because they understand that it's evil and dangerous what is happening. I mean, we haven't even talked about the masking of children in schools, which now I don't know if you saw, but The Lancet just came out. And that's one of the premier medical journals just came out and said in a new study they did. They discovered that if
Sam, hold on one sec. Sam, just stay with us. I'll bring you back on the other side. Let's go to a quick break, and we'll hear the new study from The Lancet on masking of children. I think I can guess, if it's honest, it'll say that masking was a disaster and it never stopped one kid from getting sick, and no kid dies from COVID anyway. But we'll be right back, and we'll hear the results of that Lancet study, which I have not seen. But I've seen about 10 other studies that show masks are complete fraud and do absolutely nothing versus COVID except suffocate you and give you all kinds of psychological issues. We'll be back with Sam Sorbo, filmmaker, actress, host of The Sam Sorbo Show. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire here on USA Radio Network. SteelsandDealsLV.com is the sponsor of this segment. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas, and it's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SteelsandDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse and everything must go. SteelsandDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory 50 to 80% off retail. 50 to 80% off retail. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com. And my buddy John will beat any offer on or any deal. And that's why Steals and Deals, right? Any deal on any product for your home, your office, your patio, you name it. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas and now everywhere. They ship nationwide. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com online, SteelsandDealsLV.com, or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337. If you're in Vegas, stop by 2800 East Walnut Avenue, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, SteelsandDealsLV.com. Sam Sorbo is my guest, a filmmaker, actress, host of the Sam Sorbo Show, and we wait trying to figure out what this new study says about masks from The Lancet. Sam, educate us.
Yeah, so The Lancet, it's actually not about kids, but it's about if you have COVID, they discovered that re-inhaling droplets that you might have exhaled is actually bad for you. Like, apparently, when you exhale, your body's actually trying to get rid of toxins. And so if you keep the toxins close to your face and then they go back into your body, it's actually, you have a higher chance of dying from COVID, is what they found.
Yes.
Which I'm sure shocked, literally shocked everybody, Wayne. I mean, everybody, except me.
Yeah,
I was a dodo bird who never believed that masks would do anything except hurting people. But as you know, COVID doesn't affect children by and large. So,
well,
you know, all of this has been such a sham.
Yeah.
And the only question, Wayne, is if we will recover, because we are such a schooled population now, a trained, obedient population now. And we have this thing that's called effort justification. So if you expend a good deal of effort for say a new experience, for, you know, if you expend a lot of effort in order to go and skydive, the studies show that you will have a better skydiving experience.
Right.
At least you will think that your experience was better compared to people who, well, why not? I might as well, you know, try it kind of thing. And so you have this effort justification, and people have expended a lot of effort to avoid COVID in the wearing of masks and all of the other stuff that they've done. And so the question is whether they will feel that their efforts are justified. They will seek to justify their efforts more and not be able to recover.
Sam, when I walk around Las Vegas now, I would say 10% of locals are wearing masks, and you know those are all Democrats, easily, instantly identified as Democrats and morons. Some of them still wear masks in their cars. They're alone in their car. These are the dumbest people in the world.
Yeah.
But on the Strip, on the Strip where tourists are in Vegas, I'd say one-third are wearing masks. One-third still wear masks. I've never worn masks.
From Israel. I got back from Israel, and I would say that statistic, one-third, is probably right among the tourists. But even the Israelis, there are a number of them that are still wearing masks.
Yeah, and don't forget, the Israelis are the most vaccinated nation in the world. Hard to believe, too, that they fell to this poisonous nonsense. So, you know, it's just, if there's anything worse than masks by far, it's the vaccine, because masks still won't kill you, but the vaccine is killing people every day. And Israel went full on in on this, you know, 100% on the vaccine. They believe this nonsense. And this is a country that, you know, once was involved, you know, most of the Jews in Israel descend from the people who were involved in Nazi Germany and Goebbels and forced vaccinations and forced experiments. I can't believe that my people, you know, I'm Jewish, my people fell for this in Israel. It's beyond my comprehension to me.
You know, the people who have repeatedly said never again, it seems like those words are meaningless to them. And it's very sad. It's
terrible. Because a lot of them are going to die over time. A lot of people who get this vaccine. Not everyone. I doubt everyone in the world who got three vaccines is going to die. But I would say that all of them face a life of a lot of illness due to a badly damaged immune system and
I'm reading now that there are doctors who used to push the vaccine onto children. And now those same pediatricians are not mentioning the vaccine at all. They're just bringing it up. So the parents are reporting that, gosh, they got pushed and pushed before, and they were like, well, we're just going to wait or whatever. Now they're bringing their kids back to the same office, the same pediatrician. He might even still be wearing a mask, but the pediatrician himself does not bring up the vaccine anymore. So I think that it's infusing into the psyche of the nation now that, gee, the vaccines really don't work. Because honestly, like, to come back to the United States, I had to get a test.
Yeah.
You have to get a test. You have to get a test. The tests also don't work. So I'm not really sure why we're keeping up with this sham, except, and by the way, Pfizer said that they have, I think the report was 7 or 9 billion doses of the vaccine.
Yeah, it's going to get worse again this summer and this fall. I promise you, as it gets closer to the election, it's going to be either monkeypox or a new version of COVID, and Democrats will be asking everyone to wear a mask, and they'll be forced vaccinating everyone again. I'm telling you. And if we don't win the election, God knows what our future holds, but it's going to be real bad. So we better win by a landslide in November. Sam, I'm on the run. We're up against the hard news break. Sam Sorbo, filmmaker, actress, host of The Sam Sorbo Show, and a big believer in homeschooling. Thank you, Sam.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Breeze Zero,